With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Democrats and Republicans alike are blasting top defense officials for allowing a reporter to take part in a group chat about plans for a military strike on Houthi rebels. Bob Agnew reports.
Senate Majority Leader John Thune says he'll find out what allowed the editor-in-chief of The Atlantic magazine to join in a group chat that included the sharing of some classified information, a mistake that also drew criticism from Texas Senator John Cornyn, a senior member of the Senate Intelligence Committee. Democrat Chuck Schumer blasts the oversight as what he calls a stunning breach of military intelligence. Bob Agnew reporting.
A judge has ruled that DOGE cannot access sensitive information across U.S. agencies as legal challenges play out.
U.S. District Judge Deborah Boardman found the Trump administration likely violated federal privacy laws by failing to explain why DOGE needed access to millions of records. This preliminary injunction is in response to a case filed last month by the American Federation of Teachers and offers longer-term relief blocking DOGE access. The judge had previously issued a restraining order. During today's cabinet meeting, President Trump, along with Attorney General Pam Bondi, commended Musk and DOGE's efforts.
Elon, thank you for your partnership. Thank you for your team.
Six people with sensitive information in federal systems, including military veterans, are also part of the suit. The injunction could be challenged on appeal. I'm Marcela Sanchez.
The United Nations has said it will reduce its footprint in the Gaza Strip after an Israeli tank strike hit one of the compounds last week, killing one staffer and wounding five others. Israel has denied it was behind the March 19th explosion at the UN guest house in central Gaza. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 598 points, the Nasdaq rose 404. This is SRN News. The Liberian government tries to mediate a religious dispute.
The United Methodist Church and the Global Methodist Church are fighting over property. The UMC in Liberia is the traditional denomination and has embraced gay marriage and homosexual ordination, just like the church here in the U.S. A lot of Liberian congregations acquit the UMC for the GMC, and they want to keep their property. Liberian lawmakers are now trying to work out a deal between the increasingly hostile factions. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Syria has a new interim constitution, and it's based on Islamic law. International Christian Concern reports the document, which will govern Syria for 5 years, states that Islamic jurisprudence will be the principal source of all legislation and the president must be Muslim. The Constitution also proclaims religious freedom and says it will protect minority faith groups in the country. This is SRN News. The Supreme Court has rejected an appeal from a Texas death row inmate.
The inmate's bid for a new trial drew the support of the prosecutor's office that originally put him on death row. The justices left in place a Texas appeal court ruling that upheld the murder conviction and death sentence for Arely Escobar, even though Escobar's case is similar to that of an Oklahoma man, Richard Glossop, whose murder conviction the high court recently overturned. There was no explanation from the justices about why Escobar's appeal met a different fate. John Scott reporting.
A jury in Georgia has ordered Monsanto parent Bayer to pay nearly $2.1 billion in damages to a man who says the company's Roundup weed killer caused his cancer. The verdict on Friday marks the latest in a long-running series of court battles Monsanto has faced. More details at SRNNews.com.